you win the Tour de France when the going gets tough, right, on the uphill legs. So the budget environment here is clearly problematic and difficult. And obviously, I am going to work, I hope tirelessly. I do get tired occasionally, but I'm going to work as hard as I can on advocating to those decision makers the importance of the value proposition of the University of Illinois for the people of Illinois, for its impact, not just in educating the students, but creating prosperity for the state as well. So that's the case to be made, that the university deserves access to resources. And we're also going to look hard at ourselves. We need to make sure that we're efficient, we're good stewards of resources. So yes, the budget outlook is problematic. We are going to work on making it as optimal for the university and all of the stakeholders through advocacy. But then we're going to actually, no matter what, we're going to forge ahead with embracing the 21st century, because that's what we have to do.
Even aside from the budget problems Illinois is seeing right now, the trend over the last several years seems to be towards a decline in state funding for public universities in the U.S. while tuition rates go up. Do you see this trend continuing? What other potential funding models exist to take the place of what is on the decline now?
I do think that this is the time where some of the models that worked for decades are kind of reaching the end of their shelf life in terms of the business model for universities. And the tuition is part of that. So we're going to look carefully at that model. And we've been talking about and developing a conceptual new compact between the university and the state in terms of what we provide the state and what the state provides us. And the interest here is in a multi-year outlook so that we can plan effectively, so that we wouldn't be moving from crisis to crisis. But I think that new business model will require looking at potentially new funding sources and resources, notably, of course, philanthropy and research funding, connecting with a public-private partnership, et cetera. There was a commitment to freeze tuition this year. I was part of those conversations, and I think it demonstrates a commitment to providing opportunities for Illinois' youth. And we need to continue doing that. Despite the budget pressures, we're not going to just turn on a faucet and negatively impact Illinois families.
I was wondering about that with the words of the former chairman of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, Christopher Kennedy, who told Crane's Chicago Business shortly after stepping down that the university should keep tuition high. He said that the rich can afford the higher tuition and that the system needs the money to compete with Harvard, Dartmouth, and Brown, for instance, and that financial aid would then exist for middle and low-income households. Does he have a point? And is it possible for a major research university like the U of I to be affordable and highly competitive as you're seeking?
I think you can do both. I believe that you can be affordable and excellent, and that they actually are intertwined concepts, and we can attract great faculty and provide the reward systems and be ranked nationally and still be accessible. Now, in order to do that, we've got to work hard. There will be instances where fees and tuition rates may have to go up because of other eventualities. And certainly there's some differentials there between students who come from abroad where there are legitimately higher costs on the institutional side to do that. What I'm trying to impart is that there are guiding principles behind the decisions we'll take, which will be rooted in excellence, integrity, and contributions to Illinois families.
Faculty unions. I wanted to ask about those because they're at various stages of development in the three U of I campuses. Do you welcome them?
I've lived in both unionized faculty and ununionized faculty. What I really care about is excellence and mission delivery, and more than happy to work with either type of organized faculty. We cannot go off the boil. That's the one thing I would say. Universities were sort of created as faculty guilds in a way. So the faculty are at the core of the essence of the university. And I think that collective combination of intellectuals who are devoting their professional careers to teaching, learning, research, and discovery is what the university is all about.
University has had recent controversy over the hiring of James Kilgore, who served a prison sentence for his activities with a radical group. And currently, Stephen Salida, whose faculty appointment was withdrawn following his controversial postings on Twitter. There are strong opinions on both sides. Both sides raise policy questions going on from this point regarding how faculty and other employees should be hired. How do you want to address those questions?
The way I am personally thinking about what I need to work on when I arrive next week is to think about what it means to be a citizen of planet Earth in the 21st century, with things like respect for the academy and academic freedom and the Constitution, so that we have an Illinois model that is wholesome and that is healthy moving forward. And some of the issues that you've talked about are sort of examples of that discussion breaking out. And I think the discussion is actually very healthy because, yes, there are passions held in all aspects of this, but I think this is the debate of our times. What does it mean to be a university in the 21st century? Civic engagement is an important piece of what it means to be educated and what I think University of Illinois brings to the table in its full richness. Freedom of inquiry and academic freedom is really at the bulwark of what it means to be a professor, and I am completely adherent to those fundamental principles. And when it gets into policies, I think the policies should be as clear as possible. I don't think we need to start from scratch. I think we've got a lot to call on. Sometimes you have to step back a little bit and take stock of what's just happened. The world is changing around us. We've reached this platform, which is a really great platform. Where do we want to go next? And these are the questions, I think, what it means to be a student, what it means to be a faculty member, what it means to be participating in the economic lifeblood of the state, what it means to be globally engaged. All of these things, I think, are essential to where we go next.